Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Dish Nation. Happy hump day / Thanksgiving Eve.
What a combo.
I'm so ready. Turkey Day tomorrow, baby. Mm-hmm. We got a great show for y'all today. An A-list celebrity just fired their personal assistant, possibly for getting too friendly. And we've got a Dish Nation exclusive about how Taylor Swift may have finally found a way to keep a man. But first, let's talk about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, what about him?
Well, Prince Harry has made it no secret of the fact that his girlfriend Meghan Markle is the one. And with Meghan just leaving her day job after 7 seasons on the legal drama Suits, it's definitely feeling like an engagement will happen any day now.
Yeah.
So the question isn't if he's going to put a ring on it, but more like what kind of ring.
Yes, it's the time where they're probably ring shopping.
Oh.
Because if there was ever some people that should have the ability to stunt, it's the Prince of England.
Hello. Okay. Well, traditionally, the royals are presented with heirloom precious stones. Both Queen Elizabeth and Princess Diana both chose sapphire rings, and Diana's precious blue stone now belongs to Kate Middleton. But sources are saying that Harry will not propose with the family heirloom, but will instead go to a high-end jeweler and will have an exquisite modern ring designed just for her.
Wow. Okay, so now that's the choice you gotta make if you're marrying a prince.
I guess.
Do you want the family heirloom, or do you want to get a brand new modern diamond? I love a beautiful stone,
right.
Princess cut, all that. But let me tell you something. If you can have a ring that has a story and, you know,
yes,
let people know I'm marrying a prince every time you show it to him, I don't care what the ring look like.
Oh,
what would you want, Gary?
I probably want an heirloom, honey, because these girls are royal, honey.
Hello. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Child, nice, honey, sapphire, honey.
Yeah,
yeah.
These are like the sapphires from the Titanic, bitch.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, baby, there's a new top model in town, honey.
Okay.
Yes, baby. A big congratulations goes out to Miss Faith Parks, honey, who just signed a modeling contract with mega modeling agency Wilhelmina Models.
Well, all right.
Yes,
congratulations to that.
Well, baby, yes, honey. Now, these Diana Ross-inspired photos taken by Robert Ector are pretty damn fierce.
Phaedra looks good in these pictures.
She does.
I love the one with the blue jean and the white shirt. That
yeah,
one is so simple.
That's Miss Ross swept away
pretty
look.
Yeah, these are beautiful.
And she did dope. It's like, it's classy, but mm-hmm. sexy at the same time.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? Is she airbrushed?
Are you airbrushed when you do a photo shoot?
Yes.
Me too. And snatch me in.
The photo shoot.
Okay.
In that waist,
darling. I like them cheeks. Bring me
yes.
out a bit.
Yes.
Man, she been tall.
Contour
right.
this thigh, honey.
Stretch me out, honey.
All right, yo, coming up, we got a Dish Nation exclusive. Now, everybody is excited about the Fast and Furious spinoff, except Tyrese, which is coming out in summer of 2019. Now, this one's going to star The Rock and Jason Statham. They're going to be reprising their roles as Special Agent Hobbs and criminal mastermind Deckard Shaw. Now, they're going to team up for an undisclosed mission, and our source is telling us that the producers are going above and beyond the call of duty to make sure Jason measures up to The Rock.
They better. Because okay. Tyrese going to have a lot to say.
Well, when
it better
say,
be a good movie.
But when I say measure up to The Rock, like, you know, be the same height. See, here's the thing. Jason's about 5'9". The Rock is at 6'5". And our source says Jason will be wearing shoe wedges to help him appear taller on screen when he battles and scenes up with The Rock. And the camera operators are also working on shooting the pair at higher levels to alleviate the noticeable height difference.
The Rock wow. is 6'5".
Yeah.
Because most actors, big-time actors, they're short.
Yeah, exactly.
They are.
like Tom Cruise do the same thing too, because like Tom Cruise is like 4'1".
You ain't gotta tell Tom business like that. Some people still think Tom is tall.
I thought Tom was tall.
Nah, he ain't tall. So Portia, I mean, so what if you were dating a guy and he appeared to be 5'9", but coming to find out he was 5'5" because he was wearing lifts? Would you date him?
Okay, now that's a big difference. Oh. You just took off some stilettos.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that ain't gonna work for me, okay?
No.
That's a little too much. And now I gotta be cuddling you in the bed.
No. Just keep it 100 from the jump.
No, they don't cuddle right when they that small for me.
I heard Porsche out here tucking dudes in. We're moving on. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and a lot of people out there don't feel like putting in all that work in the kitchen, making turkey, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, and all that stuff.
Who
got the problem solved, though?
Who?
The good people over there at Pringles. They made a whole Thanksgiving dinner made of nothing but potato chips.
What in the Willy Wonka is this?
So here's the thing. They got this all-in-one dish, and it's presented in a TV dinner tray, and it features 8 new holiday-themed flavors. There's turkey, there's stuffing, there's mashed potato, there's green bean casserole, there's mac and cheese, cream corn, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. Mm-mm. All in a little container.
Sir, if your wife presents you with this, she don't love you. You're going to be getting a divorce soon.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be seeing it.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Come on now.
No, you should have this as like a little cute thing after
snack.
Dinner,
mm-hmm.
as a snack.
Instead of taking a to-go plate, give them this.
Moving on, Gary, it looks like you missed out on your opportunity to be Kim Kardashian's new assistant because she had to hire a new one after parting ways with her longtime assistant, Stephanie Shepherd.
Stephanie was the one taking all them good pictures of her.
Huh. Oh, she should have hired her as a photographer.
Okay.
I guess.
Well, sources say that Kim needed a more professional relationship because Stephanie had become more of a friend, and Kim needs an actual assistant with all she's got going on.
And you know, that's how it go. You get too close to them, and then you can't tell them what you need to have done. They pop and lip at you.
They get offended.
Yeah.
They feel like they need to go where you go.
Yeah, now you want to be paid more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Girl.
We're sitting together in first class.
Yeah. No.
You can't upgrade me?
No. Can you earn your own mouth? Because I earned mine.
And go get me a donut.
Hello, and some coffee. Mm-hmm. With 2 shots of hazelnut, 2 pumps. Other sources say that the issue was that Steph went from being an assistant to being a celebrity.
Uh-oh.
Now that she's got close to 1 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yep, see?
Well, good for her. So like, she kind of leveled up, you know?
She leveled up, but followers on Instagram does not make you a celebrity.
Thank you.
Yes, it does.
Time, it does.
So what does she know how to do?
Be a celebrity. That's what a celebrity
knows how to do.
Yeah, Kim didn't know how to do nothing until she started.
Well, she's got a TV show at least. Does Stephanie have a TV show?
She's on her TV show.
Well, she won't be on Kim's anymore because she's
spinning. She's going to do a spinoff with other assistants.
Yeah, Steph with the assist.
Oh, well, how'd she call me then?
Wow.
You don't assist no more.
Damn.
Well, she don't either.
True.
Oh.
All right, up next, how about a little dish goes viral? Now, Japan. I watch a lot of overseas shows.
Yeah.
Some are from Japan. Apparently, they're weird as hell and make better game shows than we do.
Oh.
So, there was this video that was posted of one of their game shows called Slippery Stairs, where you guessed it. Contestants have to climb a set of slippery stairs.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's as nutty as you think it would be. Horse race.
Oh,
you
my
know, when
God.
You see your color and you just hope for the best.
Yes.
But I'd be pissed off if I'm almost dead. You next to me and you fall and grabbing my arm and knocking me down.
That's the name of the game,
that's
baby.
Life, though.
Yeah.
I don't think you made it to the top.
Yeah.
There's a setback.
Yeah. I would want to fight.
Yeah, but if I fall, I'm going to fall wide, so we all go down.
Unfair. Before we take a pause for the cause, we want to send a big congratulations to John Legend and Chrissy Teigen as they're expecting baby number 2. Now, Chrissy Teigen announced it yesterday on Instagram with this video, and the caption, it's John's.
Luna,
what's in here?
Baby.
Is it a baby?
Congratulations, guys. We love y'all.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. More Dish Nation coming up next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for Ticket to Skip It. Listen, Pixar is at it again. They got this new movie called Coco. Now, it's based on the Mexican holiday of Dia de los Muertos, and it follows a 12-year-old boy by the name of Miguel who sets off a series of events relating to a century-old mystery leading to an extraordinary family reunion.
Once every year, our ancestors come back to our world.
Please have a safe journey.
To see family and friends.
I'm just dreaming.
Do you mind?
Yeah, so I'm gonna skip it. Only because, no.
Yeah, okay, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Brad?
I wasn't really feeling it. I don't understand. I don't know the De La Cruz Martin. I only know Ricky Martin. So I'm gonna skip it.
What about you, Push?
I'm gonna have to skip it.
Okay.
You know, it was very colorful towards the end of the movie, and I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary.
Of course, I mean, I'm a ticket. It seemed like a nice Netflix and chill.
You don't even have Netflix.
Hell, you Netflix and chill. You don't Pixar.
Even, you don't even. Who are you chilling with?
Like, watching Pixar, that is perverted.
You're about to catch a case.
No.
Catching a case.
Oh. Gary with the team.
Well, Taylor Swift is heading back out on tour next year, but this time she's not letting it hit hard on her relationship.
Okay.
Really? How's she gonna avoid that?
Well, Dish Nation is exclusively hearing that Taylor is planning to lock in date breaks during her tour. So meaning she's not gonna be on tour and have those long stretches where she doesn't see her man. She's gonna schedule and make him a priority. So she's gonna make sure that she has time to see her boyfriend Joe Alwyn.
Oh, okay. Really? Why doesn't he just go with her?
In an ideal world, she would like for him to drop everything and join her on tour. But Joe's acting career is actually booming. So Taylor has to compromise.
He's not black, honey. So he's an independent man and works for himself and do his work.
You black and you work for yourself.
I know that. So that's why I'm not compromising about it. I work for myself. That's why Joe needs to work for himself, not for Taylor.
But you said because like he's like black men aren't independent, and they are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, you're going to be so tired and stressed out from having to leave your tour to go to wherever your dude is and jump back on a plane and be back on time. And
yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Okay.
So that's why she's planning for it. If you want to make somebody a priority in your life and you're busy, then you have to plan for those moments.
That's true.
Yeah. And now they said while the tour head over heels in love, our sources also add that she shouldn't expect a proposal anytime soon.
Oh, wow. Sources.
Yeah, the sources.
That's not really nice, that part.
Yeah, I think Gary called in the line and said that.
Well, y'all, speaking of being in love, we gotta say congratulations to Gwyneth Paltrow, who just got engaged.
She got engaged.
Wow. Yes. Well, after more than 3 years of dating, Brad Falchuk popped the question, and Gwyneth Paltrow said yes. Sources say the two have been talking about marriage for the past year, but neither of them were in a rush because they were both in long-term marriages before.
Mm. So from a conscious uncoupling to a woke-ass wedding.
Woke wedding, that's right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for her.
This was good. Yeah. You know, I bet she really got that ring because she wasn't pressuring marriage. Anytime the woman ain't really thinking about it too much, ain't saying nothing much, that make him want to be with you even more.
He probably bought the ring from Goop.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's probably expensive as hell.
High as hell. Yeah.
And made of organic diamonds.
All
right, man, we got some great news for the winner of our Catch the Turkey contest. Now, yesterday we had 8 turkeys pop up in the show, so a big congratulations and $500 goes to
Kimberly Williams.
Congratulations!
Woo!
Spend it wisely. Now, thank you for playing the Catch the Turkey game this week. Now, we hope you guys had as much fun with this contest as we did.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we love our fans, and we always looking for fun ways to interact with you. Plus, who doesn't love free money? So stay tuned for our next contest, which is going to be coming up very soon.
All right, after the break, we get chatty with Army Hammer. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, hitting theaters this holiday weekend is Call Me By Your Name. Set in Italy in the summer of 83, it's a story of a young man who finds his first but forbidden love. And we sent our friend Andrew Freund to sit down with the stars of the film.
necessarily saying what I think you're saying.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Just pretend you never did.
Nature has cunning ways of finding our weakest spot.
Call me by your name and I'll call you by mine.
All right, so first of all, I can't tell you how much I love this movie. And yeah, I'm just gonna drop the F-bomb.
I like it.
That's how.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm with you.
Best advice your parents ever gave you about relationships. What kind of things did your parents tell you about when you were growing up about relationships? I mean, he's still growing up, but.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, my source material isn't strong enough.
Or best piece of relationship advice maybe you've gotten from anybody.
Be honest. Communication is the most important thing in a relationship, and. To hide things serves no purpose, and honest dialogue only fuels a healthy and happy lifestyle and relationship.
There you go. Yeah, truer words have never been spoken.
Dr. Phil over here.
I know, jeez.
The whole acting thing doesn't work out.
Yeah.
What about you? Best relationship advice you've received?
Oh, someone once told me, Jack Rayner, an amazing actor, once told me, he said, he wasn't talking about it in terms of like a relationship, but just in terms of like friends and who you keep around you and stuff like that. He said, you should never have to set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm.
Wow.
It's like, that's pretty good. All right.
I'm learning like life lessons here.
Wow, that is insane. Yeah. I love that.
I wanted to mix it up a little bit, play a little Call Me By Your Name rapid fire. I have a list of things.
False.
No, sorry. I haven't started yet, Army.
Sorry.
And you both have to say at the same time, first thought that pops into your head.
Oh,
are you ready to accept this challenge?
God, yes.
Sex.
Love.
Pass.
Music.
Loud.
Cuddy.
Call Me By Your Name.
Awesome.
And I'll call you by mine.
Go-to dance move, and you have to do it.
I can't. I'm tight. I'm strapped in with a microphone. Go-to dance move, just the bounce.
Dab. He busted out the dab.
There you go.
So, you know.
I can't believe I just did that. whatever. Shouts out to 2016
no,
trends.
No one will see it.
People are talking about your dance moves in the movie.
Jim. Viral.
No.
You doing the dab, that's going to be a boomerang.
Perfect.
People are talking about your dance moves in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that you're going to go on tour with Beyonce?
She keeps
what is
asking.
That? Oh,
she
really?
She keeps
no.
asking me to go on tour, and I'm always like, look, hey. You know I love you, but I just can't. So, I don't think it's gonna work.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Ooh. So Jennifer Garner is single, but not ready to mingle.
What's that about?
Well, it's been over 2 years since Jennifer and Ben Affleck ended their 10-year marriage, and Jen still isn't ready to get back in the dating game.
That's, I mean, understandable.
Your ex-husband just did you like that. Just like, I'm good on men for a little bit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Y'all taking it very personal.
I am.
Well, that's how you do.
Well, in fact, you guys, since their split, Jen reveals that she hasn't been on a single date and has no desire to go on one.
She hadn't been on a date. That don't mean ain't nobody tapped that. She just ain't been on a date.
Mm. Oh.
There is a difference, yeah.
Oh.
She might have been smashed and looting.
Uh-huh. Netflix and chill.
Well, Jen says while she's content with being single, she admits that it's not very glamorous. She adds, I would not have chosen this life for myself or for my kids. I would not choose to be single or be in this position. It's something that we are working through.
Wow, that sounded so depressing.
It sounds like she need counseling
yeah,
for it.
Right?
I didn't choose this life.
Yeah.
I was feeling my debate. Me and Ben go get through this.
I don't know. If her sex life was a place, it would be abandoned amusement park.
Because it looks like it used to be fun.
Oh, it definitely yeah. was fun.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.